From Spark and Anvil and Active Forge, this is Roll in Chapter 1 of the Active Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Roll rolled across the gym mat like a warm brown wave and came up standing, and the little kids watching all gasped at once. Roll was an armadillo tween, small and careful, in loose, comfy clothes and a soft padded helmet that they wore for practice. They'd started high on one knee, tucked their chin tight to their chest, curved their whole back into a smooth, round shape, and let their shoulder, not their hand, not their elbow, just the soft curve of the shoulder, touch the mat first, then over the back, over the hip, and up. A fall that turned into a move and kept going. Round things roll, Roll said, patting the mat. Flat things slam. It's the same fall either way. The only thing that changes is your shape. They pulled a little landing marker out of their pocket, a soft, round disc, and set it on the mat. This shows where you want to touch down first. Always a round part of you, never a flat part. Beside it, they laid a recovery card, worn soft at the corners, that showed how to flow from one roll straight into standing up again. A kid at the front raised a shy hand. Doesn't falling always hurt, though? Roll smiled and tapped their own helmet gently. Falling is going to happen to everybody, no matter what. If you skate, if you tumble, if you play CAG, you'll go down sometime. So the trick isn't never fall. The trick is falling in a shape that keeps you flowing. They rolled once more, easy and smooth. See? The fall didn't stop me. It just turned into the next thing.
Roll hadn't always been so easy about it. When they were little, Roll fell hard one day off a low wall and landed flat, knee first, palms slapping the ground. And it hurt so much that, for a long while after, they stopped wanting to run or climb at all. The worry sat right in their belly, tight and cold, every time their feet left the ground. Their auntie, who was old and slow and had rolled her whole life, found young Roll sitting stiff at the edge of a hill, too scared to move. She didn't tell them to be brave. She sat down beside them in the grass. "You're holding yourself flat," she said gently, "like a board, and a board can only slam." She curled herself into a round, tucked ball and tipped sideways, rolling one easy turn down the slope and popping up laughing. But a round thing just keeps going. She had Roll practice on the soft grass, tucking their chin, curving their back, tipping over one shoulder. The first tries were clumsy heaps, but little by little, the cold worry in Roll's belly began to loosen, and something warm and steady grew in its place. The ground stopped feeling like an enemy. It started feeling like part of the game. "There it is," Auntie said, the first time Roll rolls all the way up onto their feet, grinning. "You didn't stop the fall. You made friends with it."
Roll was still small when they walked into the Active Forge gym for the first time, helmet under one arm. Coach Echo, who ran the movement games, met them at the door and glanced at the helmet. "You'll be wanting a spot to practice safely then." "I use the helmet," Roll said, "a little braced for a strange look. It keeps me safe while I learn." But Coach Echo just nodded, easy and warm. "Good. Gear's gear. Some kids wear running shoes, some wear catching gloves, some wear a helmet. It doesn't change what you can learn, it just helps you learn it safer." Echo swung the gym door wide. "Come on in. We've got mats and plenty of room to fall well." Roll felt their shoulders come down from around their ears. The tight, braced feeling melted into something loose and glad. They stepped inside, set their landing marker on the nearest mat, and felt deep in their chest, like they'd found the right place.
The mats were spread out, and a wild game of tag was going. Dodge, a speedy fox kid, zipped toward the safe zone, and then tripped over their own feet and went down hard. Thud, flat on one knee. "Ow!" Dodge grabbed their knee. It was scraped red, and a tiny tear stood in their eye. Roll was there in a flash, kneeling close. "You went flat," they said gently. "Your knee took the whole hit. That really stings." Dodge nodded, wincing. "Want me to show you a softer way down?" Dodge sniffed and nodded. Roll stood. "The secret's your chin," they said.
Tuck it tight, curve your back round. Round rolls, flat slams. Then they demonstrated, chin tucked, shoulder first, over the back, over the hip, up and standing. Same fall, different shape. Dodge climbed up, knee still aching, and tried. Thump. A little flat again, but softer this time. They sighed. Good try, Roll cheered, standing beside Dodge, not in front. Shoulder first. Think of yourself as a round stone tipping down a hill. Dodge took a deeper breath, tucked their chin tighter, aimed for the shoulder, and rolled a little way before ending in a heap. Not a slam, more like a soft pile of laundry. Better, called Coach Echo from across the gym. You're getting the shape, Dodge.
Dodge stood, shook out their shaky muscles, and closed their eyes for 1 second, picturing Roll's smooth, easy turn. Then they went for it. Chin tucked, shoulder first. Their body rolled across the mat, shoulder, back, hip. And with a little wobble, Dodge came up onto their feet. I did it! Dodge shouted, bouncing. A huge grin spread across their face, and a bright rush of something warm went right through their chest, proud and light and buzzing. The cold, scared feeling from the fall all melted away. Their knee still had a scrape, but somehow it didn't matter anymore. Roll grinned back and tapped their own soft helmet. The fall didn't stop you, they said. It just turned into the next move. They picked up their landing marker. And if you ever want a helmet like mine for some tricky practice, that's the easiest thing in the world. It doesn't change the shape of your roll one bit. It just keeps you safer while you play. Dodge was already lining up to try another one, and this time there was no worry in their body at all, just the loose, glad, ready feeling of a kid who'd learned that the ground could be a friend.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Roll. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.